This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Josh Talge is the Vice President of Marketing for Titleist Golf Clubs, and Titleist is introducing their 718 irons and their 818 hybrids. It is a pleasure to welcome Josh Talge to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Josh.
Hey, John, I'm happy to be here, and hopefully this is the first of many appearances.
I hope so. There's a lot to talk about. Let's see how much we can cover here in the time we've got. Let me start with irons. Let me help the golfer out here a little bit, Josh. Let's go down the list. AP1 irons. They would be the irons for what level of player?
We think AP1 irons are the ultimate game improvement iron. So if you're a player who's out there and you want to get better, you want to hit the ball further, you want a little bit more forgiveness, but you still want to have, you know, a really good-looking iron that's got solid feel to it, that's who the AP1 iron is for. But it's definitely a game improvement iron, and like I said, we think it's the ultimate game improvement iron.
The AP2s are for whom?
AP2, we call it the gold standard of modern tour irons, and we say that because more touring professionals play AP2s than any other iron in the world. Now, what we like to say even more about that is, hey, this is the tour iron within reach. The AP2 is a tour-played iron, and so it, you know, thin top line, narrow sole, traditional lofts, but it's really a technological marvel in how forgiving it is. This new AP2 we have, the new 718 AP2, is more forgiving than just a couple of generation ago AP1, so our game improvement iron. So this is a product that I would say is a tour iron that's within reach. So if you're a single-digit handicap or even a low double-digit handicap, boy, you should try the AP2, because I think we can really help your game.
Did you think when you created it, Josh, that this would be the iron most would play?
Well, originally when we created AP2, we didn't have it as a tour iron, but the tour adoption was so incredible, and then they've really kind of helped shape the AP2 through its life cycles. So this is almost the 10th year anniversary of AP2, and each one has gotten progressively better, and we take the feedback that we get from the best players in the world. But we knew that what we liked about having AP1 and AP2 is we had very different products. We had this incredible game improvement iron, but also this really revolutionary tour iron. And then it just made sense for us to actually fill the gap that was in between the two of them with this new AP3.
Yeah, okay, so the AP3 is for whom then?
So the AP3 is a really fantastic product. The reason we named it AP3, and this is helpful for your listeners, is it really combines the distance and forgiveness of AP1 with kind of the look and feel of AP2. So we're going to use a really tough math equation here of 1 plus 2 equals 3. Now, if that public school math is a tough one, and hey, I grew up in Minnesota, I don't like to do math at any time. I would much rather think about my stomach. I like to think of AP3 as chocolate and peanut butter. It's the best of both worlds. You know, it gives you that distance and forgiveness, but puts it in a package that you really like. And that's who this iron is for. There's going to be a lot of your listeners that are thinking, all right, I want all that distance and forgiveness of a game improvement iron, but, you know, when I put a game improvement iron down behind the ball at a dress, it's not something I like to look at. And it was really a challenge for us to be able to create something that could give you all that distance and forgiveness and put it in a small footprint. And we were fortunate enough to have created a concept program. Kind of, we had a C16 iron that we have out there, and that taught us a lot of things about how we could use these really fast, thin faces and be able to have a hollow blade construction to be able to give you that distance and forgiveness, but put it in that look and feel of more of a player's iron.
See, that sounds like the iron that most players should be playing.
Well, it's certainly the iron that we're really excited about because it's new to our lineup and it's had a tremendous amount of buzz early on, not only with our tour staff that we've started fitting into it, but also as we've started doing some consumer fittings over the last week or so. It's really been a product that we've seen a lot of people gravitate to and just say, hey, it's the best of both worlds. I can't wait to give this a shot.
We are talking with Josh Talge here on the Augusta Golf Show. The hybrids, the 818 hybrids, I interestingly to me, they are delineated by the angle of attack. You've got hybrids for players with steep angles of attack and hybrids with players with shallow angles. What is it that you've learned about how we hit hybrids?
Well, first of all, hybrids have come a long way from their conception. And what we're really excited about with this hybrid lineup is we've got an H1 and an H2 product. Our H1 is kind of a traditional hybrid shape, kind of a full profile, very forgiving. And really, that does suit the player who likes to sweep the ball a little bit more, who hits his hybrids a little bit more like fairway woods. And we see that is fairly commonplace with a lot of amateur golfers. Now, we also shifted our H2 product to make it significantly more iron-like this time. We'll see a little square toe, a little flatter face on that product. And in that case, it's really for the guy who likes to hit down on the ball a little bit more. And so typically we'd find almost the better player would shift into more of the H2. But it's not totally the case. And in some regards, it's more of like which hybrid you're carrying. So if you're a player who carries, you know, two or three hybrids, you may prefer, so let's say in your longest hybrid, your 19 degree, you may prefer to have that in more of a H1 setup. And then as you get into higher, let's maybe it's a 5-iron replacement type product, you may end up hitting more down that ball, and H2 might work better for you there. And so that's why we always encourage players to go get fit, not only for irons, but for hybrids, because all these products are great off the shelf. But if you give us a 40 minutes of your time, we're going to give you a spectacular product.
Well, that leads me to my next question, Josh. And I know you're in the business of selling irons and golf clubs for Titleist, but how often should he or she be looking to replace their irons?
Well, I think it's a great question. The first thing, when you look at what are the averages that are out in the marketplace, it's probably in the neighborhood of about 4 years. That's what we see from a consumer cycle. But I think the big thing that I would encourage golfers to think about is whenever there are big jumps in technologies, or when you as a person are changing, whether you're changing your swing, it's a great time to go get fit, or perhaps you're just getting a little bit older. It's always a great opportunity to look at the combination of those. Where I get really scared is when I run into people that are playing with equipment that might be 8 years old, and they'll say, well, I already know my specs. And I'll say, okay, well, two things have really changed a lot in the last 8 years. One, our technology has improved significantly across the board. We're building golf clubs that can do things that they couldn't do 8 years ago. And number two, you've changed as a golfer. In 8 years, chances are you're 8 years older, which means that you may, you might be a little slower. You might be a little stiffer. You may not be able to swing like you used to. And so it's always the right time to go in and get fit and see what you can gain. When we talk about the benefits of fitting, golf is a tough game. Your listeners know this is it's partly why we're all addicted to it. But practicing, finding the time to go hit balls as much as you'd like, and taking lessons, playing the number of rounds you want to do, a lot of things impact that. The easiest thing you can do to immediately shave strokes off your game is go get fit. So I would say any time is the right time to go try these products. And certainly if you haven't experienced new irons in the last 2 to 3 or even 4 or 5 years, wow, you're going to see a significant jump from a technology standpoint. And you're going to be able to do things that you haven't been able to do with irons in the past.
I don't know that there's a better referral in this game than when the guys you play with get something new. And then they hit it so differently. That the guy who was always pulling the 7-iron when you were pulling the 7-iron is pulling the 8 or the 9. And there's no better referral in this game than when your buddy starts doing something like that.
Well, anytime someone finds a little bit of that fountain of youth, or a career extender, as Jason Bone would say, he's one of our PGA Tour pros who's playing a full set of AP3s. He refers to them as a career extender. As it gives him the opportunity to be as long as some of these young guys that are out on tour. And certainly we see that, when you're out playing with your friends, is that there is something there when you see, wow, this is giving you back speed that you may have lost over time, or it's giving you speed that you never had before. And that's what makes golf really fun. And one thing to note with these, the new AP1, AP2, and AP3 is not only are we getting you speed, but we're making sure that you're still doing this in a golf context. We want you to go play better golf. This isn't about home run derby. We want you to be able to launch that ball high. We want that angle of descent to be over 45 degrees so that you're hitting your target and staying on that green, because these are scoring clubs. This isn't about hitting it as far as possible. We want to give you all that distance. Your analogy you used of, hey, you know you can hit an 8-iron instead of a 7-iron, but we still want to make sure you consistently hit that target because we want you to make more putts.
He is Josh Talke, the Vice President of Marketing for Titleist Golf Clubs. They've got new clubs out. Actually, Josh, these will be out toward the end of the month, right?
They're going to be in shop starting September 29th, but you can already go ahead and go out and hit the products. Just visit Titleist.com. You can look at a section where it says find a fitter, and you'll find all the different places where you can go in and be fit for these clubs, go try the clubs. Really encourage you to do that. The earlier you're fit and get your orders in, we'll actually get your products out to you even before they hit shops.
Josh, thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to help.